We are approaching the season of back to school, though with today's inflation, that is putting a lot of pressure on a lot of families. Low-income Americans are finding it harder to keep up with the rising price of school supplies. Elizabeth Gabriel of member station WFYI went to check out a school supplies drive in Indianapolis.
Hundreds of families stand in line outside a community center in the sweltering summer heat as a DJ plays music. It's the annual back-to-school supply drive in Hawville, a neighborhood of Indianapolis.
If you didn't get any, you still got clothes and shoes.
Kiwana Hurd is the mother of 7 children. She says inflation has made it hard to afford school supplies such as new uniforms and general classroom items like tissues and hand sanitizer.
It's been real hard. The price of everything went up. Gas, food prices, everything just went up high. And it's like your job not paying you as much to sustain your living. So it's been real hard.
Hurd is one of about 500 families at the drive, but she arrived late and missed out on the free uniforms and some of the supplies. She's worried about racking up her credit card debt and is trying to find ways to cut costs.
We had to stop going unnecessary places like driving and stuff like that, so we do everything in the house now. We cut back on certain things, like the stuff they used to eat. I traded out like name brand foods. We've been switching out for the non-name brand foods, and everything limited right now.
With consumer price inflation at 8.5%, household income has not followed. Andrew Butters is an assistant professor of economics and policy at Indiana University. He says wages in Indiana have only increased by roughly 4 to 7%, depending on the industry and the particular job.
Those gains are still probably unlikely to fully compensate the households for the increase in costs.
Butter says families on average are spending more on overall living expenses than they did in previous years. Things like household utility bills, gas for vehicles, and groceries. This year, families are expected to spend roughly $15 more than last year on school supplies, according to the National Retail Federation. That's an average of $864 on back-to-school items. Back at the school supply drive, Latoya Pitt says there's double the number of families here compared to last year. She's the CEO of the social service organization Christamore House. Pitt says more families are asking for essential items like diapers, food, and household goods, in addition to school supplies.
So now families that typically we would have called them our working poor didn't struggle as much. Those families are now struggling. So they're bringing home income, but it's not even enough to meet their basic needs, let alone anything extra.
And if families have multiple kids at different ages, they have to factor in other costs that have skyrocketed.
If you have to choose between getting your kid crayons and putting food on the table, you're definitely going to pick the food on the table.
This supply drive was organized by 4 high school interns. One of them, Nick Mulhin, says the community center's funds for supplies don't stretch as far as they used to.
For instance, $200 doesn't go a lot towards backpacks anymore. That's 10 backpacks. When we're trying to serve 500 people, that's just not something we can afford as a local nonprofit.
As the school year progresses, Christamore House hopes to continue to provide families with school supplies. Meanwhile, Indiana lawmakers just approved an inflation relief bill to provide a one-time $200 benefit to struggling Hoosiers. For Here and Now, I'm Elizabeth Gabriel.